A festival in Spring Mills, east of State College, celebrating frogs and their habitats is back, and under new leadership after a two-year hiatus. Organizers say it's important to continue hosting events like this, especially as the federal government cuts back on conservation programs. WPSU's Sydney Roach has this report from this year's Frog Fest.
Did you see the frog?
Did you see the frog? There is a frog. Is he still here or did he go back down?
There he is. He's there he is. Down. He's down. Can we see him? Let me put
Children gather around a small glass enclosure on top of a wooden table. There's a piece of wood poking out through a bed of leaves.
Moss is hanging up here, and he is an eastern gray tree frog, and he is one of the species of frog that we have right here in the state of Pennsylvania.
Alyssa Pendorf is the founder of Discovery by Nature, an environmental education organization based in State College. Pendorf explains eastern gray tree frogs are very common in Pennsylvania, but hard to see because of their camouflage. She says it's easier to find the frogs by sound.
And their call is kind of like a brrr, brrr. It's like a trill. I know, it's a very fun sound. Yeah, do you want to? It is.
Pendorf says many frogs are mostly active at night. So the one in the box and the ones presumably in the surrounding marsh aren't making any sounds right now. Here's a recording of eastern gray tree frogs. Frogfest is held at Muddy Paws Marsh, a 30-acre restored wetland on the banks of Penn's Creek. Even though there aren't many real frogs to look at or listen to, there are lots of educational tables and activities set up throughout the area. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is set up at one of those tables. Workers are advertising their current conservation projects in the region and ways people can help preserve wildlife in their own backyards.
You know what that is?
Is it a bat box?
It's a bat box, yeah. Bats are in trouble.
Lyle Sherwood says bats are dying by the droves in Pennsylvania and North America because of white nose syndrome, an invasive fungus brought over from Europe sometime around the year 2006. The fungus grows in warm air caves. Sherwood says bat boxes are one way to combat the disease.
So these are available from the Game Commission. We get them and distribute them to the places. If we find a place that has bats in the owner is receptive, we'll put up a bat box.
Sherwood says his office in State College is working on several other projects across the region, including stream and wetland restoration and pollinator plots. But Sherwood says this kind of work is becoming harder to do because of recent federal layoffs and buyouts at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
We're a reduced workforce. We had six people retire. They decided to take the early out because of the reduction of resources.
Event organizers at Frogfest say they hope to inspire people to take an interest in environmental conservation work. Greg Williams owns Muddy Paws Marsh with his wife, Mary Kay. He says they've held many educational events there for local schools and Penn State students over the years.
We now have students that have gone through the environmental education course at Penn State or other universities, and they come back here and say, this is where I got my inspiration to go into environmental education or environmental engineering.
William says he's proud to see his marsh have a long-term impact on people. He also says turnout at Frogfest grows every year. He says they filled the parking lot at the last event.
Now this year it's overflowing into everywhere, anywhere can park. You can see cars coming in constantly.
William says this is the first year they've handed the event planning off to the Penns Valley Conservation Association. They've added a food truck and tables for some new organizations, including Penn State Master Gardeners and Shavers Creek. In Spring Mills, I'm Sydney Roach.